Okay, continuing in discussing sugyas of Shemitah, since we're in the preparatory stages of the sixth year, so we'll talk about things that are done beforehand. So, as we said before, in the Shemitah year, all malachas karka is us. You cannot work the ground. But there are ways in which certain malachas are allowed to be made for. What we're going to talk about tonight is akumi. Akumi are maintaining the trees. It's working on the trees that maintains it, but doesn't necessarily improve it, and preventing a loss. It's important for any garden or yard owner to prepare for the Shemitah year, even in the sixth year, to do things to set up that you're allowed to in order to make sure that the garden and the yard is going to be okay in that Shemitah year. This is all based on one line in a Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun, and this is cited by the Rambam Hechel Shemitah in Perak Aleph. And the Gemara says, Akumi ilna v'shari, avrui ilna v'asar. What does that mean? Akumi, preserving the tree, is mutter, but avrui, enhancing the tree, is asr. And that is the yesod. Anything that's done to maintain it so it's not lost is mutter during Shemitah, but anything that's done to enhance it so it can be better is going to be asr during Shemitah. That is the whole Gemara. And through that Gemara, we're going to have to extrapolate exactly what is and what cannot be done. Therefore, one is allowed to use pesticides, for example, during Shemitah, to prevent bugs from damaging or harming the tree. If some of the tree is exposed, for example, so you can cover it with manure or whatever you have in order to cover it up, or you know, dirt, and make sure that the exposed part of the root that could get damaged is not going to get damaged. You can do things to make sure it's not going to be hurt. Others explain the Gemara is referring to maybe putting bad-smelling ingredients around the tree so that the animals don't come and eat the flowers, whatever it is you put out. Preventative measures are allowed. The reason is because the Torah prohibits meleches avodas karka, the melacha of karka. But preserving is not meleches karka. That's not working the ground because it doesn't enhance the tree. Sustaining it and preventing it from dying, says the Gemara and says the Rambam, this is the halacha, is mutter. Good? The Mishnah in the beginning of Moed Katzin, we've quoted before, and the Rambam Hilchos Shemitah continuing, explain that you're also allowed to water a Beis HaShlachan. What's a Beis HaShlachan? A Beis HaShlachan is a field that would need to have irrigation during Shemitah. Why? You're not allowed to work the land. So watering is a Malacha Derabanan. That's only Malacha Shemitah Midirabanan. And if you don't water the field, all the trees are going to die. So the chazan and it's mutter b'makom hefsed. In case of a loss, that rabbinic prohibition of watering is mutter. So if I don't water the field, the whole field's going to die and not be usable ever again. So then you're allowed to water in such a case. The chazan ish writes in Hilchos Shviyas in Perek Chaf Aleph that even if the tree won't dry up, but it will damage the fruit, then it's also mutter to say. I mean, the tree will be fine, but the fruit in the coming years will not be able to come out, then you're allowed to water it as well. And Rav Zelig Shapiro, in his Kuntra Seder Ashviya, says that he heard from the Chazon Ish that even if most of the food is going to get damaged, you're allowed to go do something in order to protect it, to make sure you don't lose that potential loss of fruit. It doesn't have to be the whole tree is going to get lost, but it would damage, you know, most of the production of the fruit. You're allowed to go and water it in order to save that loss. So the Chazon Ish and the Ashviya is cited by Ruchan Knesset in Derech Amunah, and the Sefer Dinei Shvias, and he says as follows. He says, V'chein chayavan lezavel, you must put manure ulenachesh, or to weed kadam Rosh Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah, shel yitztarchu lezavel ulenachesh v'shiyas. So you don't have to do it during Shemitah. V'afim lo yaspik l'chol Hashanah kol ma'id efshar l'mutei chayav l'mat. And even if what I do now in the sixth year is not going to be sufficient to cover for the seventh year, nevertheless, do now what you can to limit what you have to do during Shemitah. And whatever you can postpone till after Rosh Hashanah, then at the end of Shemitah, and not till this year, you should postpone when possible. Meaning, we try to limit, we have a heter, but we try to limit whenever we can. There's a letter that's printed in the Chutshani and the Derech Amunah, where the Chazon Ish explains that Akumi, Ilna, is not a heter to prevent hefsed. It says the Chazon Ish, there are two dinim over here. To use Rav Chaim's Lashon, there are tzvei dinim, there are two halachos over here when it comes to work allowed during Shemitah. Akumi ilne is not a heter in the case of loss. That's not what it is. It's simply there is no shame malacha. There's no, it's not called malacha to do those acts of work. Such activities are mutter erev Rosh Hashanah and also mutter motzei shvias. Right before Moses Shvias. They're mutter all the time because they're never malacha, no matter what's going on. It's not like the heter of water in a field. Says the Chazon Ish, don't confuse the Gemara in the beginning of Moed Katan with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is a get out of jail free card, do whatever you want if those actions during Shemitah to prevent loss. The Gemara, not to prevent loss, because those actions are not considered malachas karka. That's akumi. But the Gemara in the beginning of Moed Katan, says the Chazon Ish, that's only allowed in a case of hesed. They're two separate things. In that case, only the Hetzer Darabon is being allowed by Chazal because of the potential loss. So in order to expand on this Chazon Ish, Rav Yosef Efrati, who is a very close Talmud of Rav Yashav, writes in his Sefer Yisa Yosef on Hilchos Shvias and Perek Gimel, and the Sefer Chut Shani and Nissen Kralis explain that the Chazon Ish, and they tease out these two heterim in the Chazon Ish. Akume ilna means that all actions that protect the tree are mutter when the tree is in a potentially dangerous situation. Meaning, if I don't do this, it's not a loss right now, but if I wouldn't do this thing normally, then it could potentially come to a loss. In its current state, if I don't do something, it will not develop properly, it won't grow properly, and actions that are done to protect it from dying are not concluded in the malachos, and they're not prohibited during Shemitah. Because there's no isser. And there's no reason to prepare the land with these actions before Shemitah, so they don't have to be done during Shemitah. And therefore, malacha sukumi can be done at any point during Shemitah. That's the, putting the fertilizer down, and, putting the smelly stuff so the deer don't eat the petunias, whatever it may be. All of that is going to be mutter at any time. But the malachos machmas hefsed, but the things that you're going to do because right now a loss is right in front of me, like watering the beis hashlachin, it's really asur midarabanan because it improves the field. But it's mutter in a case of loss. And therefore, these actions should only be done before Shemitah. Meaning, anything, those types of malachos that I could do before Shemitah, but they're not necessarily the akume type of malachos, the ones that right now there's a loss in front of me, if I don't do something, it's going to die. But those malachos that are like normal preparatory things that you do to upkeep the field so it wouldn't go bad, so those things, says the Chazon Ish, you must do whatever you can before Shemitah. That heter is not a blanket. If I can do those things before, and like watering the field, if I can water the field a lot, irrigate the field a lot before Shemitah, then I should be able to, I do what I can before then and not during Shemitah. And therefore, if you need to put down fertilizer and weed before Rosh Hashanah, so you don't have to so even in those actions are not going to last the entire year and you have to do them again during Shemitah, so says the Chazon Ish, do what you can beforehand, and that is the right thing to do, and also postponing them at the end of the day. Now, it's been suggested that according to the Chazon Ish, what a person should do is that in the sixth year, you should set up an automatic sprinkler, so it will automatically water the field during Shemitah. Meaning, do it so that you don't have to do any act. Set up a system for a field that you would have the hetzer to water in a case that it would be lost forever. Set it up right now, before Rosh Hashanah. Set up a field on a timer, and then you're good, because you're not doing any malacha. It's been set up beforehand. We'll get back to that in a moment. Rav Yashuv and the Yisei Yosef felt that there's no chiyuv to spend extra expenses before Shvias to spray the field with a germination-preventing substance. They have these things that you can buy that will essentially slow the field down, that it won't develop so fast, so it will prevent it from having to do balach of malach hefsed, because it will slow it down so that it won't develop at that speed. And says, you don't have to do that. That's an extra cost that you don't have to incur. Let the field develop naturally and do the malach when you need to in order to prevent a loss. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, quote in a few Sfarim, understood that even malacha that's mutter in the case of Hefsid does not have to be done before Shvias. We don't find that during Shemitah, he says, for example, if I see my field is about to be destroyed, if I don't do something about it and it's never going to recover again, do I have to go hire a guy to do it? No, I don't have to hire a guy to go do it. So if I don't have to hire a guy to go do it, then why do I have to preempt it beforehand? He says there's no such thing as such a heter or of being machmer to not do something beforehand, to do something beforehand, so you don't have to come to do it during Shemitah. He says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he feels no such reason for that. So let's talk about automatic systems and how that would work regarding Shemitah. Can a person set up an automatic system that will do malachos asura, do malachos karka for you during Shemitah? There are robots that can do all types of things. You just have to go on YouTube and look about how they harvest a field. All these different types of things. There are robots that can do all of it. The whole thing. So why not program a robot right now, 10 days or so before Rosh Hashanah, and you're good for Shemitah. You won't do a single thing, 100 things, everything will be fine. Or you can operate an irrigation system, computerized, mechanical, connected to a network of sprinklers that will be scattered throughout the field. You can do whatever you want, your field will be pristine at the end of the year. What's wrong with that? So according to Nissen Karelitz, in the Chutshani, it is 100% usur to do malachas asuras, prohibited actions on a field, using an automated device that was set up in the 6th year. You cannot do it. He says, such as sprinklers for irrigation, fertilization, which will operate mechanically or computerized to irrigate or to fertilize more than is permitted for akumi. Again, if it's for akumi or it's makam hefsa, that's fine. But to go above and beyond, this says Nissen Karelitz, not allowed at all. He says, Rashi, we learned a couple weeks ago that Rashi holds that there's a mitzvah essay of v'shavta aretz Shabbos Hashem, that the land has to rest for Hashem. So when you do that, you are violating the resting of the land, says Nissen Karelitz. So you're not letting the land rest. And we're commanded to not cause any land to be worked, even if it was set up before Shemitah. So no automated systems. At the end of the day, you are being mevatel Shabbos Lashem if you set up an automated system beforehand. So then he adds 2 points. He says, but you'll tell me in Hilchos Shabbos and Shulchan Aruch, it says that there's no Isra when a malacha happens on its own before Shabbos, right? If I set up something beforehand, that's fine. On Shabbos, he says, the Chiyuv is on the Gavra, it's on you to rest from malacha. But Shemitah is not on you. Shemitah is on the land. So the land has to rest. So even if you set up an automated thing, it's not a fair comparison to Shabbos. It's also different than another sheet of the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shviyos, who says that you're allowed to plant on Erev Shemitah, even though the plant will take root during Shviyos. We discussed this a couple of weeks ago. So there, the Maisa Adam, what happens when you plant before Shemitah? I put the tree in the ground, and then I walk away, and then the ground does the rest of the work, right? I put the tree in the ground, and then the ground does the rest of the work. But over here, when you operate the irrigation system, all of the operations are going to relate back to you. Yes, it's true, I set it up, on the end of August for the rest of the year, but when it's doing that work, it's all going to relate back to that time where I pressed that button, and therefore he says, that's going to be a problem. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Dine Shviyas, yeah. That what?
The idea that, like a Shabbos clock.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
So you don't have a whole Shabbos there, but where do you get the idea that if you set it up again in the 6th year, that it becomes a problem?
So
how is that derived?
Because he says in the, which is the first point or the second point? The first point he says, because Shemitah is a din on the grounds, not on the purpose. On Shabbos, on the person. On Shabbos, if I set up the Shabbos clock, and then a malacha happens, so then you're right, it's not Shabbos anymore. But over here, by Shemitah, the Chiyuv is not on me, it's on the ground. So once, even if I set up in the 6th year, something's going to be happening on the ground because of me, and I'm not preventing Shabbos Aretz. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says the same thing. Rav Vaz in the Shevet Levi, Chelek Yud says the same thing. Rosh Sternbach in Shuvas Managos, Chelek Vav says the same thing. All right, it's usur to irrigate a field with a timer, because according to Menor Yishonim, the Isser is Shvisas Haaretz. It's that the land has to rest, and the action of our Shvias is preventing the Shvisa. Rav Moshe Bransdorf, who is a posik in Yerushalayim, in his Heichal Hara, he says it's usur to run a sprinkler or automatic robots that are prohibited malachos beforehand, something you can't during Shemitah, you can't have to do with a robot beforehand. And he says, one who does this violates the lav and the asay of Shvisa Sakarka. And he says, it's no different than hiring a non-Jew to work your field. What's the difference? The robot's working the field, the non-Jew's working your field. What's the difference? It's the same prohibition. Rav Yosef Lieberman writes in his Tshuvas Mishnas Yosef, he says, even if you could argue to me that it's technically mutter to set up a sprinkler before Shemitah, it shouldn't be done. Because he says, in our days, there are so many Pirtzos, there are so many violations of Shemitah and people not being careful about it. We need to be more strict. We have to be careful not to let Shemitah run out of hand. Because if that's the case, at the end of the day, can you imagine all of Eretz Yisrael is going to run next year on robots? And what's going to happen to Shemitah? The whole mitzvah is going to be turned over. He says it can't be. We can't allow such things. And all of Hilchos Shemitah will be forgotten. What? Yes. That's true. That is true. I don't know. That's a valid point. Say again?
Why is Hefsed relevant if it's on the land?
That's a good question. Why is Hefsed relevant if it's on the land? I don't know. It's in the Takana Darabanan, meaning watering is a Darabanan. So when Chazal put into their Heter, their prohibition to water the land during Shemitah, they said, but Makam Hefsed, we're not going to be Machmer. So they don't have to answer the Lamdas, because they're going above and beyond it. However, Rav Yashiv is a makel in this case. Rav Yashiv, in a number of Svarim, felt that it's mutter to set up an irrigation system for the Shemitah year. And even if you say that Shemitah is on the Karka, says Rav Yashiv, I see your Lamdas, I get it, that Shemitah is on the Karka, but this is only when you're doing a Malacha. It's usher to do a Malacha on the Karka. But the computer is doing the Malacha, then it's just like a Malacha that happens by its own. The Torah prohibits you to do malacha on the ground. You're right, it is on the karka. When you're doing something, it's on the land. But if a robot's doing it, what's the difference whether it came out of the sky and rained out of the sky? Or what's the difference whether you did it? It's all happening on its own, says Rav Yashiv, and there's no Isser. And just like there's no Isser for it to rain on the field during Shemitah, if it starts to rain in the field during Shemitah, you don't have to run up there with an umbrella and start stopping the rain from touching it. So this is something you set up a while ago. You set up months ago, and it's happening. What?
I didn't set the rain.
Rav Yashiv doesn't think that your pressing that button has any impact. He doesn't connect the two. He says, that was then, this is now, it's happening on its own. In the Ha'aros, in his Chedusha Amoi Katan, so he goes a step further, and he explains that an automatic mechanism built on a mechanical clock or batteries is mutter. That's fine, he says. But if electricity is needed and it comes from the operation from the electrical company, and it's hooked into the, it's plugged into something, then it would come out that the field is not resting on Shemitah. He says, because that when they're powering it from the electrical company, that means a Jew is pushing it along in order for the land to be worked. It's irrigation that's Asur Min HaTorah. However, he says, that's Asur Min HaTorah, but irrigation that's Asur Min HaRabbanan can be set up Erev Shvius, even though the IEC, the Israel Electrical Company, will be doing it. So he says, if it's irrigation that the Torah prohibits, so then you can't do it. But if it's irrigation, that's midorabanan, so there we can be makel, even though a Jew is pressing a button somewhere and electricity is coming to your field, in that case he could be lenient. Ravaggio, safe in the Yalkut Avreich, says it's mutter to water with sprinklers that were set up before Shemitah, because Shemitah is darabanan nowadays, according to the postgame. Rav Betzal Chaim Bloy, in his Minchas Yushalayim, says there shouldn't be any issue with irrigation systems set up before Shemitah, just like there's nothing wrong with allowing water to come into one's garden before Shabbos, right? You can technically, if the sprinkler's running before Shabbos, you don't have to cut it off. He says it's the same difference. So that's what we have here in Machlokas HaPoskim. Each one who has their own field will ask them what to do regarding setup of irrigation systems. Ad kan. There is a discussion as well about a lawnmower robot during Shemitah. Lawnmower robots are a thing nowadays. Like they have those lawnmower, they have those robots that will vacuum your house. You can do the same thing for your lawn as well. In some models, the robot is able to, recharge itself, do its own thing without any human intervention at all. And it's equipped with sensors, or if it starts to rain, the robot will go back to its shed. It'll do the whole thing. The robot's very smart. It's like that over time, many, many more malachas karkos will be able to do automatically, even for the homeowner. And they may invent a robot that will be able to do all the malachas. And that becomes a question, like Rabbi Lieberman said before, where are we going to left the Shemitah if the robots can do everything? Let's just make a few small ha'aros, and then we'll come to a conclusion. There's a discussion regarding fertilizing in Eretz Yisrael. The person, this is in the Sefer Maimer Hadracha Likra Shemitah, so he says that there's a discussion about to plant the soil with a chemical fertilizer called compost. Not compost like we have, like in your backyard, like in America. There's a brand called compost in Eretz Yisrael. And it's an organic manure that decomposes very slowly over the year. It's chemically engineered to decompose very slowly. But he says that's mutter, because when you put it in the ground beforehand, it's happening very slowly, not having an immediate effect. But it's usser to plant with a chemical fertilizer called iti tamas, which literally means like slow thaw. That's a different type of fertilizer in the soil in Erev Shvius, because that composes slowly, decomposes slowly up to half a year. And when the water hits it, it causes a chemical reaction. So since that uses water, they have a whole issue. So there's all types of complications. What types of fertilizer? Each person will ask their own garden store, yard store, or posek, which fertilizers will work. Rav Shaul Reichenberg in his Mishpatei Eretz, so he explains in detail all of the issues related to a private garden before Shemitah, what can be done beforehand. We're not going to sit here and go through every single thing you can do, but there are svarim that discuss them. The yesod is that routine maintenance operations that are for the general benefit of the garden are usher during Shemitah. Whatever you probably do for your garden during the year, it's probably usher during Shemitah. Routine things where you go through and like, you know, look at that and check on that, those routine things are probably going to be problematic. And even within those malachos that are allowed, the chazanish feels that things have to be done beforehand, right? So even though we have a heter danzei of akumi to do things that will prevent a loss, there's not so many cases where that's going to come up. You know, full pruning of trees, the lawns, the hedges, all that stuff has to be done before Shemitah. So you don't have to do it during Shemitah. And during the Shemitah year, it's mutter to, for example, cut branches that are bothering somebody. Let's say your tree is hanging over into the sidewalk or the bushes, like those one by the... By the Lawrence Academy School that are always blocking the road over there. So those, not to complain, I'm just saying. So those bushes that are blocking the path you're allowed to cut, those things are fine. At the end of the sixth year, also, a person should probably, you know, tie supports if they have any new saplings, things like that, which will withstand the wind and the rains, by putting a stick in the trunk of the tree. You know, garden cleaning should be done before Shemitah, weeding, fertilizing properly, pest control, everything you need in the garden, all that stuff should be taken care of before properly. And therefore, if a person has a garden child, there are post-communities for all that, will answer it. There's actually a guy, English-speaking one, and all the Sfarim in Hilchos Shemitah, they say, and for those who medaber Anglit, there's a rabbi, Shmuel Salinsky. I don't know who he is. But Rabbi Shmuel Salinsky is one who deals with these things. He's an expert on these matters, apparently. And he gets shilas about what you can do in the garden before and after during Shemitah. Okay, good. We'll stop here.